All right, it's recording now. Okay. Hello, everybody. Here it's Ben Yuko here with Zoe Wadley, me and Enterprise. I hope you all been doing good right now. All right, hold on a second. This isn't. Let me see this. Hold on a second. I get to start this again here. There we go. This is now. There you go. Here it is. I don't want the phone. Here we go. Hello, everybody. Here it's Ben Yuko here with Zoe Wadley, me and Enterprises. I hope y'all doing good. Welcome to the Black Tech Billing Program on this Friday, April 26, 2024. I hope everybody's doing good today. It is a and today is gonna be a great day today, so it's gonna be a great morning to discuss some things going on with Minibar. I'm gonna talk about Minibar this morning. I only went through a few things, but it's good to talk about Minibar and talk about some of the important topics that were brought up on some things. But I'm not gonna for copyright images, but I wanna really highlight something that. Okay, so we're going to, so we're going to do, okay. So give me a second. I'm going to show you some very, very important images from the weekend that I think is unstable can. So he gave a great speech and his career, his brand. I'm going to show you his website right now so you'll get an idea what we have here. Okay, so this is the guy from Blacks and Technology. This is his website. So you can go to boottech.com. You can learn a lot of things about what he does. So this is a lot of things that he talked about. So he talked about, so this is the shape of his talk. So he talks about how he explores the power of interest of shaping our collective future, his keynote talk. Here's about the speaker's journey and the investments he made, contributions to his talent. And it's fostered youth talent among the broader theme of community investment. Discover how organizations in the Twin Cities tech space are as a support individual all levels and using today for professional development and more. Now, I actually enjoyed this. I actually enjoyed this conversation. This talk was a very good combination. I wanna extend my thank you from Zone 103 Media Enterprises about the great talk that he actually gave. And I've always commend people, even if they're in the for-profit and the non-profit setting. But once again, we have we're going to outline some things. You got to outline some things because you have youth organizations out here. And then in the later, And we'll talk about, and we'll get to that whole thing. I want to take a step in a little bit on the what's going on with the situation with the protesters. So I'll get to all that. That's a side note there. So I want to get into Minibar and the great things that they provided us this event. So Steve talked about a lot of things that I actually did like. And I did love a lot of things he brought up in this event. So I'm gonna go here. So this is to show you his whole career. So his whole career at Minibar and putting all his whole career on the line. So he's been cloud, DevOps, System Centers. He's the principal program. this thing has so many backgrounds that you can go and you can spend all day just getting into Steve Buchanan's whole resume, because his whole resume aligns himself with things, the stuff that I like. So I want to really talk about a bigger thing that really gets into the computer science thing that I think I'm going to have this conversation. Okay, I want to play this little audio of, okay? From this thing, okay? I'm going to play it for you, okay? Why don't you hear this?
Local. And you're not reading that wrong. Minnesota is last in the United States when it comes to computer science. Thank you. Let's get another boo for that. Thank you.
Yeah, you should boo something like that, because that is the discrepancies where the black tech space has plenty of so-called leaders that we need to go, and I am going to announce something here that I think right now, and I think we're going to go over something that's very important. You know, we're getting into 4 years of George Floyd. And when you talk about computer science and talks about the information when it comes to pertain to black people and tech, when we see numbers that we are 50th, we are last place. And I was talking to the lady on Saturday, and it was on Saturday, we talked about how can you say you be the best? We have the big, here's the question, is it, there are two major factors. I didn't have to say this. There's one fact I'm going to tell you, and what I'm going to tell you, and I told people back in January. If you go listen to my show about the slogan talk, that's really, you get everything you need to know. Everybody has to understand that. How can you be a strong tech community when you have the biggest racial disparities in housing, in education, in hiring practices, and you expect that number to go up to be, like, Minnesota to be number one? That's absolutely impossible to do. You can't be number one and having scores going like this. This is atrocious. This is a joke. They take us as a joke. This is joke level type education, and where they all go. But again, they send people to think that this is the hot. This is the standard. This isn't a standard. You have to have strong foundation behind the technology that you are building. When you have all the things in tech and things like this is going on, so you have all this going on, these things are very important to understand. Have to be very important, because until that address, how are you going to fix this? How are we going to get more black male and female teachers in the tech space? That's the thing. I'm looking at that. If you want to cultivate that talent, you should be cultivating the talent to get in first, get into the foundation. Because Minnesota can talk about, oh, we need to do this and this, but we never talk about core foundation. It's the core foundation, parent involvement, teacher involvement, student involvement. That's the first section we have to talk about. Then we have to understand we need, for black people, us in tech, we need black male teachers that actually relate to the black, because you have to have culture. When you have all this peer folks going out here full of self-hate, what is that getting us? That's getting us to nowhere. when you all like, oh, we're all one, we're all this, we're all the same. No, that don't work. That's why that thing, when they say statements like BIPOC, that don't work on black people, ever. On black African people globally, never. Especially when we talk about the African, this, our black, our African Americans who are a descendant of slaves. That could never be talked about that way, ever, ever, ever. Because that, what you're of African descent, because that's a way of dehumanizing their contribution. Yes, I'm second generation, but black American. But I understand that black America has a strong history about even its descent, but they've been taken away from it. So until you get a cultural relevancy, because it's not just only that we get that together, but until we have the racial, until we have the racial pride up, the numbers like that will not change. For black people, that will not, we will, and if we strive to get, and I always said this number, the estimation of black people should be in tech, in STEM, in general education, should be at least 25%. That's the first threat within the next 10 years. Because that's how we can change these numbers for our state. I'm not worried about other states. I'm worried about what we do in this state. It makes me think about it because all the time, these people are always out, people are out here saying, oh, we are the startup capital of the North, but you have some of the worst science education. Worse. And it's not just going on for, oh, just this is recent or 4 years. No, this has been going on for over 20 years. Ever since Tim Pawlenty, oh, especially ever since that guy has been rolled up here. And they talk about all this stuff, but one, I want to tell you one new flat that a lot of people don't know about. Minnesota Technology Association has, you know, one of the lobbyists. Their lobbyist is, and we're gonna go over this again. I want to give you a nugget right now, just to get you remember, get you ready for this series. This Ferguson to make it Minneapolis, because that's what this is. Because. And how everything ties in together. We're gonna go over this again. We're gonna review everything. We're gonna talk about a lot of things. So it's a series that's been cooked up. And the reason I'm doing this is because it's the 10th anniversary of Mike Brown, and I really wanted to give everybody the truth so everybody can see why you get the scores that y'all do. You just want, you get all this, you get all this, you get all this, you get all this going on. So one of the biggest things when you fix anybody in any culture is the pride. It is the pride. It is the pride. It is the strong pride. It is racial and cultural pride. Until you get that portion in, that is not gonna. This would just totally not go up. No. That is one big thing component to that. We talk about the cultural relevancy there. And if you talk about that even further. So that is why that is a conversation right there that is telling us that that is the most biggest thing. Right there. Now, I want to take a little flash. One of the things, one of the other things that we need to talk about in this component of everything that has to be together. It's also the conferences these people have. Because number two, the conferences, if you want to invite, get actual recruiters, say, you know what, let's have this thing. Okay, let's say you have to inspire people why Minnesota is a great place to work. For all. But how do we talk about this as a black perspective? But see, this is what's missing in the conversation when it comes to our so-called black tech leaders because they all want to be all together, and it's not gonna work. That is not gonna work, and y'all gotta start having this conversation even further, because because it's important, because you have to see how everything comes to place. You're not gonna get change with some of these leaders we have when we talk about people like Leslie Redman with the NAACP. When you get people like PJ Hill, you get cats like that. That's definitely those are, and then you have racial discussion held by Nakima, like people like her, like I said, Leslie, I said Nakima. That shit, that's right there. There's no conversation there. So there's a lot of areas just that alone we just have to talk about when we talk about things like this, because it's not really breaking down the actual point of education. It might take into the point of certain areas, but it's not covering the areas that we need to be covered, because we have to discuss, we have to cover this part, this part, this part, this part, this part, this part. Why? What about this one? What about this one? What about this one? What about this one? What kind of area are we getting here to the table of the conversation? Is what I'm trying to get to everybody here today. So, like I said, when you talk about Minnesota being ranked at 50, if in computer science should not surprise, because they. Because it's all these other loopholes and loopholes and loopholes. That's talking. Third, all these conferences. We have more most times we have more conferences than production. I don't mind a conference. I have no issue attending these things, networking with people, doing all this stuff. We have, that issue has to be solved. That issue has to be solved. Is the conferences. No. And some of these events, when we talk about, I'm gonna pull up FutureCon for a second. I'm gonna pull up FutureCon. It's gonna come to Minneapolis next week. I was supposed to go to this, but they decided. I'm gonna show you the FutureCon, okay? I'm gonna show you this really, really quick. Okay, give me 1 second. Hold it. Alright, so let's just give me 1 second. It's just... Okay, so you get. I'm gonna show you this. I'm gonna show you the. For professionals, this is another insult right here. So this is where the another problem we really need to talk about here, and I'm gonna mention this right now too. So, is it required to take in person afternoon conference? So they have a virtual conference. No students, recruiters, sales, independent consultant must be an employee IP. Okay, so I got a question. If you really, really want people to come here, hey, you gotta start investing. Why are you not telling students to not attend this? But that's another big problem of the whole discussion. Just that alone, we're gonna have, because I know what Blacks and Technology does is great, because it's in a nonprofit itself. Let me just show you. This is how you're dealing. We're dealing with very hypocrisy here, because you in general, first of all, so you're telling then I don't have to pay nothing. And you must be an IT employee. So they want no recruiters, sales. Okay, I get it. You want independent employees, but how are you learn? You need people. You need recruiters. You need college students to be there at these conversations, because they're actually supposed to be shaping the conversation. And and this is why I have a only issue. Why do they come? Why do people come here? I know. Why do you come? And this is another thing that's going to kill us. How are you expecting the next generation to come up in the type of, even them not employed or even employed, you have them going into, okay, let's say a student should be at this. Okay, a student of a school should be at this event, because this is going to be the future. You got to give them the exposure and things like this. This is how we know that we're not dealing with people can just come up here and say, give a conference. Okay, you want a conference for professionals, but wait a minute. Well, okay, so why are we you want to give, how are they, you need, oh, and plus independent consultants, they should be at, IT consultants that are well approved should be at this conference. I don't know how we get people going to this conference. Why? And even this is the fact that, this is another reason why we're going to lose. And I'm not saying every conference is going to, oh, there might be an event just for that. Okay, executives, I get that. But if you're talking about FuCon, just look at the slogan. Just look at the slogan at that. Just listen to the slogan. That's kind of like FuCon. How insulting is this? How insulting is this? You're telling people to go to this, and you're telling the next generation to, oh, we don't need you. Okay, if I get the sales, the recruiters, I get that part, but this. The IT students should be at this. I think the IT students and the independent consultants and the employee IT professionals should be at this company. Because how are we gonna pass the knowledge down to the next generation? FuCon, just listen to that slogan. That slogan is just right there. This right there should just be a red flag. And a lot of things like this are what that should. Right, that, oh, okay. All right, go ahead. Pretty. Sorry about that. My brother right now. It's this is kind of like a sick way to do bit. It's like, what is this? Are we getting something out of this? Or what am I missing? Okay, so that's why another factor of that whole thing of the computer science is so important to the table and table of discussion is that part of it there. So okay, give me 1 second. Okay, I'll be right back. Okay, maybe let's do something real quick. Okay, so I'm back here again. So I want to get everybody's mind about this too, because when they do this stuff. And you know, we don't even need the conference, okay? But I find it funny that we'll bring people like this, and you say you call it FuCon, but then you turn around and say, "Oh, we just want to employ." Okay, it's okay. You want to do that, but like, further, how are you gonna shape the future? Because let's look in here. Let's share this on the tip, okay? Presentation. This is information that you should be at. On the latest technologies. You should be knowing this. This is the kind of this. sometimes, huh? So that's what happens. It says the cybersecurity conference. But this is people. So we got us. If they talk about diversity, equity, inclusion, this is what. Oh, it's all about great people. At Blasting Technology. I know they're going to be at this event. We might disagree, but, you know, this is going to be their event. It's $99. So you go here, you buy a ticket. Student ticket, Jen. They should at least lower this price. I don't know why we're paying. This is one thing I don't agree with. It's lower some of these prices. Like, make it at least like $1, $2, $1. But this is an average price. Yeah, maybe between $2 to $1. Yeah, I might disagree with the prices anyway. But a lot of these conferences, they make you pay over a thousand, like $500,000, $600,000 to go to these conferences. So it's gonna be coming up on the war and sex. I'm proud of that. That's gonna be so. That's the disagreements we have with that. So, like again, I'm just is great. I still support Blasting. We just don't agree. 200 something. How they came up with that price? At least can break it down to at least like 100 something and make it at least somehow a little bit affordable. Make 100 something, but. But all these sponsors, all these organizations should be covering parts of the cost to use their space, and that's another whole thing. So that's one part that we can get that I can get into all that. So that was a big one. But let's just go in more of the Steve's event because this is great. We had a great. Let's get into this event here. So let's just. So this is his, this is the organization that invests in our future in the youth. I agree. They put a plan for science. So this is, Steve's part of this. Okay. No, I'm gonna stop right here. I agree with this. This is a great list, but I like the list, but I don't agree with Education Minnesota should nowhere near that list. I know the Department of Education kind of work, but Education Minnesota has been it's been notorious to be horrible when it comes to education. They're just horrible. They're notorious and they're terrible at what they do. So that is the one thing. Notorious. Science for all. Okay, that's the thing. We can support that. But I don't. So I do like the work groups and stuff. I like the way they're putting some input. The students are being input. Teachers are in that conversation. That's the part we get right. We get right. But it's the Education Minnesota. Minnesota is one of the problems, I think. They have been just destructive when it comes to education. And then let's take a look at the investing in the community, and then many organizations have filled the gap. Some of these organizations have been very destructive. Okay, have been very, very, very destructive. They have been very destructive. So let's say there's some people in this organization that's destructive. That's been destructive. I know that. I'm sure we know they are very, very destructive. Because some of these guys are financed by some of the big nonprofit. And there's board members that have been that I will be walking you that I did a show with about Steve Grove and Mary, you know, how much conflict of interest. And I've talked to them. A lot of these guys don't say that. But I was proud. Heart out loud, like I said. Okay, so that's a key component. the Saha Foundation is not, that's another foundation, the Toyo Sanada Foundation is another one that has been, that has been part of the issues in our, getting money from the state. Because some of these guys have gotten grants from the state. That's, Had the Gap does their things, which I support them. They have their event on Sunday. We'll be there. I want to make sure I get down there and support their talent down there, and it's the best in the future. So it's great to be there for them. It's so a lot of these voices are so key. Some of this is good, and some of it I just don't agree. Yep, I like the Black Tech talents there. Yep, I want them to be supporting the plan, investing in the plan, BCCI. That's great. We like them. No, I know now. Tano is part of his business. Is part of that. I'll support his business endeavors. I just don't agree with how they got smart or how you partner with some of these people. Some of these people in these organizations. So I like the organization. So I do like. At the Gap there, I like Ted Talon, Blocks and Technology, they do a good job. The Wolf does a lot of good stuff, but he's tied to the big nonprofit, so is the Sahan Foundation, which is this, it's great, but because I'm gonna be taking you a dive and talking about, because some of these elements have BLMs connected it, because they're not only involved with the Israel-Palestine situation, they also have their hands, not only police, because we already know about Palestine, we already know police brutality, mass incarceration, infiltration of those causes, but you have to understand, they also have involvement in our tech. Yeah, and I'm going to go over that whole series, how they are just, how the folks we talked about earlier have really are really not for investing in black technologists. Whether they're a professional like me or enthusiast or entrepreneurs, they're just the worst. They are the worst when it comes down to it. So a lot of times I just don't think that they have our best interests based on a lot of things. When it comes to immigration, when it comes to, and when it comes to the immigration issue, that also should be a red. How they're allowing other people beat us, and not black people, except for black people in general, and yes, black. Let's get the same treatment as black Americans when it comes to immigration. So don't start the ADOS, FBA, Tariq, Yvette Carnell crap here. Because they're, or that Marcel Dixon and that bullshit that comes out of his mouth. Because he's a joke. So that's what kind of comes in this. So that's what I want to highlight there too. Also, always got to invest in our youth. Got to invest in our youth, next generation. And that's good. And I'm always support people that invest in our youth. And I always will. I'm for it. I feel like some community leaders just don't really care about our youth when it comes down to the proficiency rate, reading, writing, math. Then you also have to deal with the school resource officers, which they are bringing back. They should bring those back. And you don't hear those leaders say anything? Mm-mm. No, they don't have no care when it comes to gun violence, when homelessness, nothing. These so-called leaders that we put here are do nothing for them. And that's why, like again, I said, there will be a series on them, just me just tackling this issue. Tackling this issue discussing a lot of this. So we'll still do things in the technology. We'll talk tech. We'll do some tech stuff. We'll do the news. But I want to also take time to just amplify these so-called leaders. Go in on these so-called leaders. So you understand they have a lot. They have a lot of hands tied. If we really want to change things, get our investments in youth, get our things ready, we have to start being very careful who we send our youth, our parents, who you let your kids be influenced by. I want you to be influenced by some of these folks, but some of these people are connected to people who have a lot of people that shouldn't be anywhere near our children. There any, well, adults, nobody shouldn't be in any, because they've done it for years and years and years doing this stuff. So that's why I'm going to be doing this kind of discussion. So on Wednesday there was a conference. We talked access the sessions. So we talked, there was one conversation I did enjoy on Wednesday. I liked the session. It was called about Olya's network troubleshoot practice. That was a good, great. So you can go in here. So I'll have to get the replays for you. So I think we'll be having conversations about OES, network troubleshoot practices. I like that conversation. It was a couple because I had some school that I had to take care of. So that's, this is, but I also like that and the WIN services. So we'll give you a full analysis. So it was a great conversation. He teaches you how to do a lot. When security was really important, it's done detection and response. DR perm was a good one too. So it's like two or three of these were pretty good. So I want everybody to enjoy that with those conversations, because those conversations, I will do a full review another time, doing more conversations in that in the long run. I felt like it was a good conference. I think you learned a lot from this stuff. I think a lot of things are well known, showing technical skills and stuff. And I will be doing more in the coming weeks ahead. Okay. All right. Here I go. What else do I have today for y'all? I have some news I'm gonna go over. Let's go over some of this news. Okay. I'm gonna get to a couple of these news stories. In here. So let me just get into this one too. I'm gonna cover some of this part first. Let me start covering some of this news real. I might do one or two of these today. So I might do two. PC machine memory gets faster, safer with new DDR5 standards. A CPU maker pushes microprocessors even faster. A PC memory must keep up as well with GEDEC, a key chip standard body. His response has a response of a new DDR memory. It pushes speeds up to 800 megabyte Put it in that would mean that the PC memory speed will increase from DDR5 6880 to DDR5 6888 to DDR5 88 eventually. Memory makers as well, PC vendors will have to support the new standard, and models will have to be made for and tested. But official statement means the clock has started. So you can read about this one. I'm just gonna highlight these stories because I gotta get going soon. So this is the last one I'm gonna get to. Okay, Intel, the manufacturing problem are hindering hot core Ultra cell. So it's talking about here today that the Intel is preparing a Metro Lake production to double this core as well, and Intel prediction that will ship 40 million AI PCs this year. But there's a catch. Intel is trying to build more production capacity as a similar process holding it back. Meanwhile, its next gen chip, Panther Lake, is already the fab. Intel client computer, the home PC, reported 30% growth as Intel reported a 400 million net loss on 12.7 billion revenue during the first quarter of 2024. Oof. The bulk of the Intel revenue still comes with Intel CCG and the successful business that helped carry the company. It's an odd scenario to be Intel. Pat Gelinger, Intel chief executive, said that the company is expecting a core Metro late shipment in the second quarter, but that actually the revenue was the same end of the quarter. Seasonally, second quarter client revenue is constrained by wire level assembly supply, was impact the ability to meet demand for core ultra based AI PC. Gellinger said, so they're just talking about all these issues. So, talks about. And then it's also a highlight. Intel says with general mobile and development a strategy, the Intel 14 core Ultra and core at 8X. So you can read all of that up for yourself. Okay. What I'm gonna get to, I'm gonna do a full news blast on Sunday when we get down with the event, but I do want to go over some announcements today. It's okay, so it's announcements are going to be really, there's a lot of important announcements. Okay, there's a lot of important announcements. You already know half the gap, but I want to go over some of the May stuff. Okay, we got a lot for May. Okay, we got a lot for May. Okay, we got a lot for May. A lot of things coming up. So on Friday next week, I'll talk to the graduates. We'll do the resume prep. Might have a demo. Don't know yet. Coming up on the 3rd. So that will be coming up. Then on May 7th, we'll have a preview cold launch. We'll talk about cold launch. Then I'll do a demo called Control Plane Policy. I'll go over it, talk to you about it, preview a little bit. That'll take a little moment there, and then I'm gonna do most of the demos, which I'm gonna be doing a lot of demos, more shows. So, because we don't get a lot of time when I do an actual topic, I can't get to all of them. So I'm gonna try for going into the end of the month, try to push some demos there. We'll reflect a little bit, and then we'll do more of securing that passwords and SSH part one. We'll do part one of that. We'll have a good one discussion, and then we'll do part two for the 17th. So, and then we'll go back to the Gamers Revolution. I'm gonna finish that series. I'm gonna try to finish it up. 5 will be procedural user generated content, and then that will be part two, and then cross platform development, and then we'll do a preview of the Yupo Family Tournament. And then I also change this, so we'll be late through a bunch of, and then that will be our series. Our series will start down here. So the 25th, our series will be a Black Tech Building, but we'll start. Then on Tuesday, I'm gonna get into the series. So I'll talk about the next series too. So then it'll continue our discussion about what happened during the month after the event. See, so everyone went during that time. So we're gonna walk you. That will be the Ferguson Minneapolis series coming up. Then we have Beta coming up. Then we have Young Adult Weekend, your family tournament. Then we have the Frontal Rising Memorial Day. We'll play that game. We'll be broadcasting live. So that will all come up for the month of May. So there'll be different announcements to go through. So I'm going to try to finish this up as soon as possible, okay? So that's all I got for you, okay? That's all I got for you, okay? Now, so go over the other stuff later and everything will be good. Thanks, everybody. And I hope you all have a great weekend. I'll see you all Sunday. We'll have Half the Gap. We'll preview. We'll have a special. We'll have the special. We'll just go over the news I didn't cover. I'm going to go over all the news I cover. We'll be at Half the Gap. And then the demo, we're going to talk to the people. Kanji, everybody do their thing. Oh, and I also want to go over some... Oh, I forgot the other announcements, too. Oh, I wanted to get into one of the announcements. I did not get to have a chance to announce. This is from Rank Pyre, and I got to go with this stuff right now. Also... Okay, so now, and I'll have... Okay, so let me announce it right now to you. What they are going to have. They're having, this is one event that the Rain Pirate just had, and I just. I did not want to tell them. So we know Half the Gap. Cold Switch is coming. One time event. It's going to be a great night. So we are well known in this space. So they're gonna have a Cinco de Mayo. They're having a Cinco de Mayo D Smash. So it's a Super Mario Brothers Smash. And that I might update you next week. So the event Outdale Dome Organ, Single Demise Smash, hosted by this brewery and the Dome Trap. It's a seller super match with prizes, food, games, raffles, and more. Tetris, incredible donuts, and music, and gaming fiesta. So I might make an announcement this week on Sunday if I am going to be able to go to that, because I do want to go to that. Actually, I am going to go. I might be able to go to that because we might have a special that day, because I want to give them the... I want to give them the best moment on that. So I want to always make sure that they always on that angle of that stuff. So that's going to be a great moment there. So that's coming up on that Sunday, May 5th. So that, and I'm also going to do a news bulletin. Then bring back the news bulletin because I have to cover so many events. There's so many announcements we don't get. And also they have... Relax, and I also forgot National Society of Black Engineers has their new, they just announced their, you got to do two announcements, so... Today they have, NASB is going to have a Feed My Starving Children event for the children. So, that's for the college students, so they'll have a big event on that. So that's coming up. They also have that, and then the national organization is going to have they're also going to have their Dorothy Day event of the day of the Half the Gap event. this Sunday from 2 to 5:45. So it's gonna be, so that's also coming up, and I hope we can get more announcements coming up for May. Okay, so all right, that's it for me. Okay, that's it for me on this set. I'll see you all on. I'll see you all. I'll see you all coming up, okay? Okay. I'll see you all on Sunday, all right? Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye. Have a good day.